Hello and welcome to the Live and Teach Guitar Podcast, Episode 9. This is a podcast for guitar teachers wanting to start or grow their guitar teaching business. In this episode, I'm going to explain how you can use an iPad as a guitar teaching tool. Now, while I'm going to be talking about iPad apps, if you have an Android tablet or any other tablet, the chances are that the same apps are going to be available for you too. So don't think that this is just an episode for iPad users, because you're likely to find that the same or similar apps are available on other tablets. There are a few general reasons why the iPad is such a useful teaching tool. Firstly, it's compact, so if you teach at a student's home, you can easily take it with you, and it removes the need to take a lot of other gear with you. Simply sit it on a music stand, and both you and the student can clearly see it. In the past, some guitar teachers used PCs or laptops to load up programs during lessons, and I can tell you that it's much more practical using a tablet instead. So if you don't already have some type of tablet, this is already a good reason to get one. The main reason an iPad is so useful is because of the range of apps available. More and more good quality and relevant teaching apps are becoming available. In this episode, I'll go through a few different apps I use in lessons and explain why you might want to use them too. The first app is called Songster, spelled S-O-N-G-S-T-E-R-R. If you've used GuitarPro before, Songster is very similar to that. It's basically a sheet music app. Once you load it up, you can search for almost any song and it will search their online database and load up the relevant sheet music. In a guitar lesson, this is a great ability to have. If your student mentions a lick or riff that they want to learn from a song, you can search for that song and load up the tab within 30 seconds easy. This makes it incredibly powerful from a teacher's point of view because you basically have instant access to a massive number of guitar tabs. Once the sheet music loads up, you can jump to any section of the song and listen to it play the track back. You can even set it up to play at half or three-quarter speed, which is useful when breaking the lick down for the student. Now, I should mention that there is also a GuitarPro app available, but I've found that Songster is much easier to load up a song quickly in a lesson. With GuitarPro, you need to load the GuitarPro file onto your iPad using iTunes, which is a bit of a pain of a process. But this does mean that once the tabs are loaded onto your iPad, you won't need an internet connection to access them, and GuitarPro is a bit more polished and useful once the tabs are loaded up compared to Songster. So each app has its own advantages and disadvantages. So I'd recommend getting both, just so you have that flexibility. The next app is called Guitarist Reference. It's basically a chord and scale dictionary. You can instantly load up a massive number of chords or scales in any key in standard or alternate tunings. So if you're teaching a student how to improvise using a slide in open D tuning, for example, you simply select open D tuning, choose a relevant scale such as D major, and sit the iPad horizontally on the music stand. Then the student can clearly see the areas of fretboard to start on. Then, if you want to teach the student how changing to D Dorian, for example, changes the feel of what they're playing, simply tap on Dorian and it will update the fretboard diagram. Compared to using printouts or an actual scale dictionary, this is so much easier and more practical. Unless you give this a go, you probably won't realize how much it can actually improve the quality of your lessons. So definitely try it out. Okay, the next app is called Amplitude by IK Multimedia. You may have seen the PC or Mac version of Amplitude before, and it's very similar to that. If you haven't heard of it before, or Guitar Rig, which is a similar program, Amplitude is a simulation app that allows you to plug your guitar into your iPad using an adapter, then choose various stomp boxes and amps for your tone. IK Multimedia sell their own adapters to plug your guitar in, such as the iRig, but there are other brands that do the same thing, such as Line 6. So have a search before you choose an adapter because they all work in different ways. Now, from a guitar teacher's point of view, Amplitude allows you to show your students how different effects work and how to control their tone using effects. Rather than having to bend down and adjust your ample stomp box settings, it's all clearly on one screen for both of you to see. Your student can instantly see and hear how adjusting the settings can change their tone. For example, with a single tap, you can add in a chorus pedal into the signal chain, and then the student can play around with the depth and speed controls to hear how it affects their tone. The main benefit to this approach is that you don't need to buy a massive number of pedals to teach your student about effects. You simply load up the app and all the main effects are available straight away. Now, of course, it's not as good sound quality compared to actual pedals, but that's not the point here. The point is to teach a student how to use the effects, so sound quality isn't a main priority. The next app I recommend is called AnyTune. This app allows you to load up any song from your iTunes, then loop sections of it or slow it down without affecting the pitch. This is an essential tool for a guitar teacher because it allows you to teach your students solos or full songs with so much control. By slowing the actual song down, your students can learn to play along with it and get the right rhythm, rather than just playing on their own. You simply highlight the lick or the section of the song you want your student to learn, and you loop it. When I started using this app, I noticed that my students started to pick up the parts much easier and quicker than before. I believe it's partly because now they're listening to the drum cues and all the other instruments, as well as the guitar part, so they can use that to adjust their timing rather than guessing on their own or trying to play along with a metronome. So from a student's point of view, it really helps them understand a song. Another nice feature of this app is you can adjust the pitch of the song. It's really handy for songs in alternate tunings because you don't need to adjust your guitar tuning to play along. So for example, if a song's in drop C tuning, you can simply raise it a whole tone in the app so the student can play along in drop D tuning. As another example, one of my students is really into Hendrix songs, but doesn't want to tune his guitar down to E flat. So we simply use this song to raise the songs into E standard tuning. The next app I'll recommend is a metronome app. There are plenty of metronome apps available, and some are better than others. Some provide you with the basic functionality of a metronome, and others give you a lot more flexibility. Two I recommend checking out are Metronome Plus and Tempo. Metronome Plus is pretty flexible with some in-app add-ons, and the most useful feature would have to be the practice mode. The practice mode is basically a speed trainer, where you set a starting tempo, then you set how many beats per minute you want it to increase after each repetition. It's a great way for your student to develop skills and to practice exercises and licks. You simply start the student off at a low tempo, and then set the metronome to increase the tempo by 1 or 2 beats per minute every repetition, until the student reaches their target or they start to struggle. There are other modes and they all have their own purpose, but the practice mode is probably the most useful from a teacher's point of view. Another important aspect is whether you can subdivide the metronome and set different time signatures. I found that the app called Tempo is pretty versatile when it comes to subdivision, as you can instantly change the settings on the screen in one tap. So in one tap, you can easily change from 4-4 to 3-8, or you can set eighth note triplets. It's all available on the one screen. Now, most of the apps display the metronome click visually, so this can help your student get used to playing along the metronome if they haven't used one before. A nice side effect I noticed is that by having a blinking light on the screen, students stop looking at their hands and start looking at the screen. So if you've got a student that can't seem to stop looking at their hands, try using a metronome app like this to distract them and take their focus off their hands. The next app was actually created by Apple, so it won't be available on any other tablets other than the iPad. It's called GarageBand, and it's a useful songwriting and jamming tool. The app was designed to allow musicians and non-musicians to write their own songs without needing to be at an instrument. So you can load up drums, guitar, bass, keyboards, and you can even connect a microphone to record vocals or a guitar. As a guitar teacher, this is a great way to be able to quickly whip up a backing track for your student to jam with. You simply choose the key, load up a few instruments, and tap out parts. You can realistically create a full band backing track for your student in about a minute or two. Once you've created your backing track, you can instantly change the key or adjust the tempo as needed. So as an example, let's say you want to teach your student how to improvise. You simply tap out a simple progression and a drum beat, and your student can then just practice improvising over the top. Then you can change the key in one tap and ask your student to work out the new positions to play. Of course, instead of using this app, you could simply play the chord progression on your guitar yourself, but that misses the point of this app. This app has heaps of features, but a nice one that I like is that you can actually save your backing tracks and email them to your students. So if they have an iPad with GarageBand, they can load up the backing tracks that you email them, and then they can practice using them outside of lessons. It works really well, and it's really easy to use. The final app I'll mention is the YouTube app. Having the ability to quickly open YouTube and find relevant videos is really handy. For example, if your student mentions that they watched a lesson on YouTube, but they didn't understand something, you can quickly load up that video and help them out. Or maybe your student saw a video of a guitarist playing something and wants to know how they did it. Having YouTube easily accessible is really useful as a teacher. But there's another way you can use YouTube. There are hundreds of backing tracks available in almost every key thinkable in many different styles. So if you're teaching your student how to improvise, you can simply search for backing tracks in E minor and a large list of backing tracks will show up. You can even find suitable backing tracks for the modes. Simply search for backing tracks in C Lydian and choose the style that suits the student the most. The advantage to using these backing tracks is that your students can easily find the exact same tracks as soon as they get home, so they're more likely to practice what they learned in your lesson. So the main point I want to get across in this episode is that the iPad or any other tablet is an incredibly useful teaching tool that you can use to give yourself more options. For example, if your student forgets to bring their guitar book with them to a lesson, you can simply load up a relevant app and give your student a productive lesson. I'm not saying that the lesson should revolve around the iPad, but what I'm saying is you can use that iPad to give you flexibility that wasn't possible or practical before. Hopefully this episode has given you a few ideas you can play around with and some apps to try out. Apps like Amplitude, GarageBand, and AnyTune are really useful outside of lessons, so you may even find yourself using them yourself as a guitarist. If you currently use any other apps that I haven't mentioned and you find them useful in your lessons, please let me know so I can share them with other guitar teachers by using the contact form at liveteachguitar.com/podcast/episode-9. I've also provided links to the apps mentioned in this episode, so check it out for more details on these apps. My name is Aaron, and I hope you found this short episode useful. Try out some of these apps and let me know how you go with them using the contact form on the webpage. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.